Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's no good ways to start these things here. This is what happens when you take a radio person, you make them do podcast stuff. Welcome to Sorry in Advance, the Golic Family Podcast. I am Mike Golic Jr. for anyone, because again, every podcast is somebody's first that is unaware and coming in for the first time. I am Mike Golic Jr. I am here with my entire family, starting with my father, Mike Golic Sr., who you heard on for 20 plus years on ESPN radio, and now with Stu Gatz and God Bless Football and Billy and all those godless jackals. My mom, Chris Golic, who I forgot to introduce at the top of the last podcast, who is the reason we're all here, the matriarch of the entire family and mother of five dogs now as well. My brother, Jake, and his wife, Jenny. Jake and I both played football at Notre Dame together. Jenny ran track at Notre Dame and is now carrying my brother's child. And my sister, Sydney, former Notre Dame swimmer, and her fiance, Ben Broniker, former Harvard football player, NFL football player, and now aspiring doctor. So I mentioned the baby. We've got a lot of things in flux in here right now because Jenny is, again, currently pregnant right now, getting ready to create a human life. We found out it's a boy. And that means that, unfortunately, based on the timing, Jenny is going to be pregnant for Sydney and Ben's wedding, which is where we find ourselves today. Yeah, Jan, first and foremost, really, like, I know you guys didn't technically plan this out, but boy, oh boy, that's some real shit work on your
part.
That
was like the second sentence I told Jake. I was like, fuck, Sydney's wedding. Like, that's, but I'll be there to drive everybody around, film, and see all you idiots.
But here's the interesting thing of Sydney and being a bridezilla. Jenny, didn't you actually had the thought that Sydney would be mad at you for being pregnant at her wedding,
whoa,
didn't you?
Whoa, Jake did too. We were both like, what do we tell Sid? Like, we were both like silent about 5 minutes.
I would just be mad if you were like going to be 9 months pregnant at the wedding. That would be fucking selfish. Yeah.
how does that make it different?
We wanted to surprise you.
Because like, what if her water broke, or like she had the baby the same day as the wedding? Like, it's
what if she stole any attention from me?
we wanted to contact the baker and have the cake at your wedding be the gender reveal and just steal all of the shine.
I'm glad we heard Ben chime in there, because part of the tension in this entire process has been almost every other day, Sydney in our family group chat referring to this as my wedding and then having to correct it and say our wedding here. Ben, like, how has that experience been for you, bud, here? Have you realized you're just fully along for the ride?
It's fucking bullshit. She gets mad at me for not participating in the process, but like, it's not my process.
I just would prefer
You've made that abundantly
clear. I'm
going
to jump in here and say it's been Sydney and mine's process. Yeah. This, I feel like this is my event, and I can't wait to see it take off. Like
Jenny has a baby. Like, this is our baby,
right?
You know,
this is our baby.
We can't afford to do it on our own, so.
It takes a village, financially speaking.
Yes.
There's the burden, my burden here. Yeah, I can confirm that Ben is left out of everything and then basically asks his opinion occasionally, and then Sydney and Chris don't listen to his opinion. It's a flashback of 34 years of our marriage where I just gave up and said, you make all the decisions. If I want a decision or two. Ben, is there anything that you have been given the green light that is your decision to have?
You had a few.
Yes.
What, like two?
You had what you wanted to wear. And then I asked him if he wanted a band or a DJ. And I was pretty torn. And he was really full, like, he fully wanted a band. So I said, say no more. We'll do a band because I love you.
And boy, are you guys doing a band. A whole 12-piece band, huh?
Yeah. Dad added two more people because he wanted the horn.
Yeah, so. Here's the amazing thing. When the price of things, so you get a band, there's an 8-piece band. But then you can get a 10-piece for X amount more and a 12-piece for your entire bank account. I mean, it's unbelievable how they price this shit.
I was fine with 10, and then you said you wanted the fucking French horn.
I did. I want the horn. I want the horn.
Yeah.
I want it to be like Earth, Wind, and Fire. I want the horns.
Like, just at the end, Mr. Gold was like, well worth it.
Yeah.
This is like an honest-to-God question. Sydney, we get to the wedding day, and like you mentioned, Jenny's water doesn't break. There's not placenta everywhere, shed all over the wedding dance floor. She walks through this thing whole. How long into the wedding would it take you to actually, based on everything we just outlined, even notice if Ben wasn't there?
Oh, I mean, it would be kind of hard. I'd be talking to no one at the altar, right?
Well, after that, I think.
After that.
Such a.
I'm gonna be fucking sitting next to him the whole night.
Such a Sydney-centric process.
Sydney-centric.
Who would I have to talk to? I wouldn't have anybody to stand at the altar with.
Eternal bliss, man. Congrats.
You would ruin
awesome.
My day.
Well, so, all right. So, Sydney, I'll put this on you again here. If you guys only get to choose one of these people can attend of the two, Ben or Mom, who do you pick to attend the wedding?
I'm marrying Ben, so Ben.
I mean, that's like...
But Mom also would, like, plan the whole thing, you know? So, like, maybe half Ben, half Mom.
I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of this process, I'm just a bystander watching you and your mom.
I mean, listen.
We still get free food.
I you'll know because the cake's going to get here before everything else, and we're going to look at the pieces on top of it. And if it's just like the outlines of Sydney and Mom, then you'll know by that point, Ben. So
yeah, Four Seasons logo and a dog.
So we have a bit of an announcement about the wedding. But before we get to that, Sydney, I'd like you to explain the whole fireworks process that I was against and didn't have a fucking say in at all. And who's that? Fireworks. There are freaking fireworks at your wedding.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, because you've already got a literal jackass, like not Stu Gotts, but an actual real life jackass, carrying beers around the reception, and then you decided to add a fireworks show?
And Mike, by the way, the burrow is what the beer burrow. This is cool as shit. You just got the saddlebags on, there's beer in it. It costs only like $500. It's like the cheapest thing at the entire wedding.
We do need to...
And it's going to be probably the coolest thing.
Yes, and not your fireworks aren't that cheap.
That's going to be pretty cool too, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Whatever.
So I saw pictures on Instagram where we're getting... At the venue, we're getting married. And there was fireworks shooting off in the back. And the bride and groom were kissing. I was like, that's pretty fucking cute. We should look into that. And so I reached out to the wedding planner. And she was like, yeah, we can definitely make that happen. And I thought the fireworks would be at the end of the night. You know, as like we're leaving type deal. But my wedding planner reached out to me and she's like, so we're actually going to shoot off the fireworks as you guys are cutting the cake with your giant sword. And I'm like, that's so much cooler. Yeah, like,
it is.
Cutting a cake with a sword and having fireworks shoot off in the background. So I think it's
worth it. Then everybody sees it too, because at the end of the night, not everybody's still there.
Yeah, people like fall off.
I just love the fact that both you and your mother said it's not that expensive. Your guy's definition of expensive and not expensive. Not expensive is the beer burrow at $500.
Well, the thing is, we thought the fireworks were going to be a lot more than it was. So when she came back with the number, we were like,
pleasantly surprised.
So this is akin to going to a store and buying something and coming home and saying, I got these shoes on sale to try and make a shoe.
I love the thought of Dad in the corner just like weeping and petting the burrow, who, by the way, we're going to name Joe Burrow. So Dad's going to be over in the corner petting Joe Burrow in the background, weeping as he sees money pissed into the sky.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So wait. So
well, before we get to the major announcement about the wedding, because there is an important part of this that's going to certainly be relevant to people listening to this podcast. We did hear the back and forth there. Sydney and Ben, as a part of this lead up to the process, have been taking marriage classes, because I didn't know this. I am the only person on this podcast who is not currently married or going through the process. And so apparently you have to take classes to learn how to actually be married. And I'm not going to lie, guys, based on what we've heard so far, seems like you've been cutting class a little bit.
We did actually miss our last class, so that would make sense. You want to tell them about it? I think we're doing pretty well. pretty much we have two types of classes we need to go to. We go to a communication class, and then we have two mentors. They're like 70-year-old couple, and we have to read a book, essentially, about getting married, and we chat with them about it. And so some of the chapters are like finances, which we haven't gone through yet. Living together, like sex before marriage, which was a really neat one to talk about. What else was there?
Man, this we're failing hard. We can't remember anything.
No, we can't remember shit, guys. We haven't been in so long. As a part of this,
I think it's a great idea. We need to get your guys' marriage counselors on the podcast here and try and just have like a one-on-one marriage class you two in this podcast setting. None of the rest of us will be here. It's just you guys going through class.
I think that'd be a terrible idea.
I think that.
Well, wait, Ben, doesn't the guy dig Ben? Wasn't he had something to do with football as well?
He played in the NFL. Yeah,
he played in the NFL as well.
Mm-hmm. All this dude wants to do is talk football with Ben, and his wife has to keep reeling him back in. Like, we got to get through these chapters.
Just talking ball.
The only way I can explain this, because podcasting is a visual medium, is you guys essentially have like the jump to conclusions mat of communication that you guys have to go through.
It's the awareness wheel. So
the hell is that?
We had to literally go through the awareness wheel. I mean, I can show it to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we can describe it to the podcast audience.
Describe it, yeah.
I'll hold it up. It's right here.
It's essentially a framework for having...
talking through fights. Talking through
issues. It's a framework for Sydney stampeding over Ben's sentence.
So it's just a way... It's a process, kind of like an algorithm, almost, for having conversations about arguments or things that might turn into arguments instead of arguing about them and not... understanding.
Just know, bro, you're always fucking wrong, man. You are always wrong. Just know.
I'm learning that, yes. Yeah,
I would say that's part of the Mikey A, who is also currently married and a father in here, has some advice.
I've only been married, admittedly, just a few years, but I don't remember any situation where my wife and I were starting a fight and I said, hold on, hon, let me go get the mat.
Exactly.
Let me get the awareness wheel.
But the thing is, in the class, they make it sound like we should whip out this fucking mat and lay it on the ground and be like, okay, Ben, step on the issue part. Now go to the sensory data portion and then talk about your feelings.
So,
like,
so you're literally playing Marriage Twister.
Ooh. That's exactly what we called it in class. Yeah, it's Marriage Twister.
So Jake and Jenny, go back to, you guys have been married, 5 years? Did you guys have to do classes where was it anything like this?
We did the crash course weekend where we started the weekend where you had to write each other like a heartfelt note. And so we had to like separate, everybody did it. And at the end of the weekend, you gave each other notes and people were crying. And I looked at Jake, I'm like, you can't open mine near people. He's like, you can't open mine near people. And we're both confused. He drew a picture of me going into the hospital to get a boob job on like a gurney. And I drew a picture. And I drew a picture of a cat, and everybody else was crying, reading these letters about their marriage and everything. And I was like, oh my God, I just see a stick figure with no chest and then a stick figure with like big, big boobs.
I hate us.
Well, the first time I met our priest, I was hammered, and Chris was mad at me. Father McGinnity, rest his soul. He's
Father McGinnity. Okay. He sounds like the most made up name for an Irish Catholic priest of all time.
It also sounds like somebody that would be dead too.
No, Father McGinnity is when he married us in existence.
I was out with Chris's dad, and we were hammered, and I had to meet her there, and I met her there, and she just looked at me and said, you're fucking hammered. I said, yeah. I said, come on. I mean, let him meet me how I'm supposed to be, but it all worked out well.
Well, I mean, speaking of like parenting classes and all of this too, Mom and Dad, didn't you guys famously take and cheat on a parenting class in college and like fucking fail it?
So this was the deal in –
Dad loves this story.
I do love this story because it's bullshit and I was never repaid. So as a scholarship athlete, as some on here know, you get your books paid for. at school. So Chris and I were dating senior year, and I said, listen, this is what we'll do. I'll put your book list on my book list so you'll get your books for free. And we took a class together. And I said, in this class, I'm not going to study for it or anything. I'm just going to cheat off you, you know, get for the test. She said, okay, fine. So got her the book and cheated off her on the test. And the first test, we all failed. We all failed fucking parenting.
Yeah.
I mean, we failed the parenting class.
That makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, that all makes sense.
And
now.
It seems all, but yeah, explain yourself. That was on you. We had a deal and you fucked up the deal.
It was one of those big auditorium classes that was known as kind of a blow off class. And then that semester, that guy decided that he was going to make it a legit class.
So you
no one was prepared.
You should have adjusted.
Mom, like, I don't know. In my mind, there's a difference because like I had that class where we got by the teacher who all of a sudden started to take it serious, but it was human biology. And I got half.
What was his name again?
It was Harvey Bender, but they called again, God rest his soul. He is also not with us anymore, but they used to call him AB Bender. And he found out about that because everyone used to walk in and get A's and B's. And I ended up like, I don't know if we can get honor coded for this anymore, but I essentially was the one that like eight guys on the football team cheated off of. And I got at least everyone a C.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah,
I felt pretty good about
that.
At the end,
he was called fucking Bender because he gave everybody an F.
Yeah, he used to do the thing where like you'd pass out the Scantrons on the test and they would alternate them in the rows so you couldn't have the same. And we would always get one of the guys from the – God, man, I probably shouldn't say all this because they could probably go back.
It's too late. You're too deep, bro. Keep going.
Go ahead.
We had it worked out. I'm not going to incriminate myself anymore. They've already got.
Mike is sweating though.
They've already got.
Just start this with allegedly.
I know the. Yeah. I know the NCAA. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Allegedly, used to put the copy of like you'd have a green and a blue copy, and we'd allegedly have someone from the team allegedly pass out the same copy underneath all of them, so we'd end up with the same one allegedly.
Ah, how did that happen? Well done.
The made up story I just made up.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Well done. Okay.
There's allegedly great system.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
By the way, I know, Dad, are you trying to get to the big announcement about the wedding?
Yes.
The only reason I want to put that off for just one more second is because we need to have a conversation about inviting Mikey A to the wedding now.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right. Yeah.
We do.
Because this was news that was made aware to me during this past week that I did not know. Mikey A, who I've known for a long time, going back to ESPN, who's now doing such great stuff with Stu Gatz and everyone over at the Levitard Network, is Mikey A, much like my, like I always thought I was a great wedding guest. And I always had people joke and say, you should do this professionally. Mikey A, I'm going to need you to confirm or deny that you were for a time a professional wedding party starter, essentially.
Not just weddings, all manner of parties, retirement parties, birthday parties, anniversaries. I even did a party for a bunch of OBGYNs. That was fun.
That's sick.
New Year's Eve parties.
There's too much we can say there.
Yeah, I said
it. Did you ever do a divorce party?
No.
There's still goals.
I wish I had now.
There's still time. So what goes into that? Like, what was in the job description?
So the way it all started was we had what was called senior to senior day at my high school, where all the seniors got a bunch of the senior citizens into the school and we fed them and played music and all that. It was essentially a way to try and get the senior citizens to vote for the school budget. And I spun this little old lady around the dance floor like for about a half an hour. And the DJ came up to me and said, "You need to work for me. This was amazing." And I worked for him, just going to parties and being a professional party dancer.
Well, what does that mean? You go on the dance floor first, you grab somebody and dance with them? What do you do?
All that. Yes. Everything from if the party is not going as excited as you want it to, I'm the person to get it there. Maybe I'm the person that sends shots over to a certain table that might need it.
Get this man to the wedding.
Do you want to come now?
I prefer to be hired than actually, you know, I have a
ring. He wants to be paid.
He's heard about all the money going out of his wedding.
Actually,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he knows there's money to be had.
Mikey, I'm just a little cheaper than a burro.
Have you ever had to strip?
Had to?
No. Wow, what a pause.
But
had
did.
To?
Yeah. No.
But did.
Has clothes come off? Sure.
Well, Mike, you've done that too, right?
I mean, I've had to be backup for karaoke.
Oh, wow. Background singing. So,
wow.
I've had to do, Bon Jovi, dead or alive. I'm the guy in the back going, what?
Hey, wait, Mikey, those all sound like great ones. What was like the saddest party you ever went to where like you really had to pull this thing out of the depths?
So I couldn't even do it. So it was a New Year's Eve party. I had my friend come in from LA. He was going to surprise me. Didn't know I had already taken the job. And he's like, okay, we're going to go out New Year's Eve. And I was like, oh, I already said I would work, but you could come with me and I'll give you a little money. And, you know, we'll bring a bottle of booze and we'll do it up. And the average age at this party was probably in the mid 80s. And it was so, they only wanted big band music and they told us to turn it down. And the venue, this is how bad it was. The venue would not serve dessert until 11:30 because they knew if they did it before then, everyone would leave before midnight.
That sounds like our family though, quite honestly.
Yeah, it's fair.
Dear God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
He's only one man. He can't make it all. All
right. Well, I'm adding him to the list.
Yeah. So. We may have to bring you out. I like that.
I'll just send you the bill.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
No, send me the bill. I'll do it. Yeah. I have all of their credit cards right now. So.
Wait, where does the credit card go, Sid? Tell everybody. Where does it go?
Can we move on to the next subject?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. All right. Dad, is this the big announcement time for you?
Yeah. This is the big announcement here about, again, Ben and Sid's wedding. So Sid or Ben, whoever wants to, why don't you let everybody know when you're standing, getting married, who will be doing the ceremony?
Officiating.
Go for it, Ben.
You got it.
It's going to be Mike.
Yeah, I am.
I'm
certainly jazzed about this one. I am basically Katherine Heigl in 27 Dresses, where I've done everything else in a wedding short of be the groom so far that they thought they let me tack one off the list here. So Sydney is, I think, thoroughly terrified because I've refused to give her any sort of outline of what the ceremony is going to look like.
And this is like legit too. Like you got your license and everything online and the whole deal and you're going to have it.
Yeah. Shout out to the Universal Life Church Ministries. I thought you actually would have to do like a class or something to get approved for all this. I just sent them $60 and now I have a card that says I'm part of the clergy, a badge that says I'm part of the clergy. I've got several.
Are you going to wear the badge on the wedding day?
I'm going to dress like a Catholic priest. Like I'm going out and buying like all the purple robes and stuff. Like it's East, like you're getting married Easter weekend and the Easter robes, like church, listen, I have a lot of disagreements with some of the things in the church, but the outfits are lit for the priests. And so I'm thinking the full Easter regalia for this standing
you can dress
up there.
Like Moira.
The Pope.
Yes. She was in white, and white is Easter.
That's exactly right.
Yes, I'm sure Sydney wouldn't be pissed at all if I wore a white Pope outfit on her wedding day.
Yeah, maybe let's go with purple instead. You know.
So, have you given him any outline as to how long you want it to be or what you want? Are you letting him do it all?
The shorter, the better. Max 30 minutes. Wouldn't be upset if it was like 20 to 25, like in and out.
What's the limit on close-up magic?
On what?
Close-up magic.
That can take up a majority of the time if you want. That'd be pretty cool. I'm just a little nervous because every time my wedding planner is like, you have to talk to the person that's marrying you, like about logistics, like what they're going to say, go through the timeline. And every time I try and bring it up, Mike's been visiting. He just is like, you're just going to have to wait and see. So like, I don't know what the fuck that means. So.
And Ben, you were good with this. You had no issue with Mike marrying you guys?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mike's a talking MVP. So give him the spotlight.
When we figured out, we were at dinner one night and we were trying to figure out who we wanted to do this, Mike came up and we were like, oh, that's like kind of a no-brainer. Like, he's pretty perfect for it. Mike legitimately thought he was like in trouble when we FaceTimed him. He's like, what did I do? What's wrong? Because I just texted him, we have a question. And so immediately he went with like worst case scenario.
Years of being the oldest child grilled into my brain, I assume something is wrong.
Mike, are you going to open with like jokes or anything like that?
I'm thinking of like kind of going with like that tried and true. I'll walk up there and I'll have like a full sheet of paper ready to go. And I'll have like what looks like an outline. And then you get up and you crumple it up and you throw it off and you say, you know what? I'm just going to do this right from the heart. Set it off. That's on the right tone there.
Not alarming at all.
Oh, yeah. Terrifying on that one.
Wow.
It's going to be something.
That's going to be something. Jake, you're going to be, both of you are going to be standing up there. How do you think Mike's going to do with this?
Mike's perfect at this stuff. Mike is born to do this kind of thing. So he's going to excel. He's going to do great. My question to him is if he's going to make it to the ceremony without crying himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Just probably overwhelmingly zero chance. Like,
I can't wait for the older people that are like my mom who are watching this saying, how can Mike marry them? How is this real? Because
he's part of the clergy.
Yeah. I said, show him my
badge.
Yes.
Show him my badge and all that. But yeah, like the one thing we've all realized as we have gotten older as kids is we're all basically mom in that it doesn't take much for any of us to start crying at any given moment in time. So like Jake saw a Pampers commercial the other day and wept.
Yeah.
So
Jake has cried more than I have since becoming
pregnant. Yeah, he has.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We get that from your mother. There's no doubt about it.
I always wanted to be stronger, but I just don't have it in me. Sorry. It
didn't work out. It did not work out.
I wish I were stronger.
Honestly,
so yeah, I'll get you guys the format at some point, but I got to watch like anything else, and Ben will appreciate this because him and Jake have learned most everything off of the internet and YouTube. I'm going to just go on YouTube and figure out how you're supposed to do this. And we're going to marry the shit out of you guys. And we're going to get to Joe Burrow and the fireworks show, sword cakes, and everything that my mom and sister dreamed that this moment could be for this wedding. So
that's right. We should add that in that Sydney wanted to cut her cake. I guess Ben did too. Ben, I guess I don't know if you had a choice in this, but they're going to cut their cake with
we don't know what Ben wanted in any of this.
Yeah.
Does Ben even want to marry me at this point?
My first move at the altar was going to be like, I thought about planning out this joke where I would reach into my pocket, pull out a plane ticket and put it right in front of Ben and just be like, one last time.
I figured you were going to do that anyways. So.
And then it'd
what
be like,
I grabbed it and ran.
My mom would be fucking pissed, bro. Yeah.
My mom would be chasing after Ben with the sword.
Yeah. As Sydney and Chris remind Ben, you're in too deep. It's just the way it is right now. But Sydney, you want to cut your cake with, you guys are cutting the cake with a samurai sword, correct?
Yeah. You got it for me at the world's largest knife shop in Tennessee.
Yeah. I was at one of my college games and I saw the world's largest knife shop and I texted, I said, you still want to cut your cake with a sword? She said, yeah. So I went in there and we FaceTimed and this was the amazing thing. I had two swords in my hands, both looked almost identical. And I said, okay, here's the two we whittled it down to. I said, which one? And I held it up on FaceTime and she said, oh, the one on the left. The one on the right was $54. The one on the left was $657. I mean, the magic you have, like your mother, to pick the most expensive thing in my hand or in the store is uncanny.
When you know, man. Well, you just got a feeling deep down.
I mean, speaking of wedding invoices here, Jenny just sent me the Risen Christ Chaseable. It's got a picture of JC in the middle of this. Oh, so
$160.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like easy money right now. It's gold, so there's a little Notre Dame theme in there.
Oh,
honestly, go for it if you want. That's fine.
I can't wait.
We kind of picked you because we didn't want a priest, but like, if you want to act like one, you can.
We can go purple, too, for Easter if you want.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, I feel like purple.
Is that allowed?
Allowed.
I mean, they let you buy it online.
The Catholic Church is going to be fucking pissed.
They're going
to
void our marriage on the grounds of sacrilege.
Yeah. I mean, listen, my skin is going to burn the next time I walk into one of those buildings. There's no doubt. Like, If he's truly watching, he is going to be pissed.
I can't wait to see all the people that are coming that are friends, you know, with all of you guys when they see Mike up there in whatever garb he's going to be in. They're gonna go, holy shit, and then they're gonna go, yeah, that's about right.
It's my poor grandma.
Oh my God, Ben's grandparents are so confused.
Like grandma Kate.
I mean, listen, I am unmarried at this point, and so if you want to lie to the olds and tell them that I am a member of the clergy, I mean,
the olds?
I mean, they're the only ones that are going to care.
They are.
So again, you know, just Mike made a career change here, and now he's out here marrying folks. So.
Oh my God.
And then listen, Mikey A will be behind me as my hype man chanting in Latin randomly.
He needs to be. He's got to be an altar boy for you.
Yeah, I got to. Oh, no. Yes.
Oh,
Mike.
Man.
Wait, is Mike blessing the food too?
Oh, I'm gonna bless the gifts. We're doing communion, all of it. Like
we were trying to make it not religious. That was kind of the whole point.
It's communion, but I'm blessing Fritos for the entire crowd. Transubstantiation just needs a host. It does not have to be like the unleavened bread thing, baby. That was 2,000 years ago. It's time to upgrade the model. All right, I'm thinking Uncrustables here.
Ooh.
Like Jesus was a well-rounded man. I don't want to flatten that character. Pun fully intended. That's a leaven joke, everybody. Wow. That's
well done. Well done.
But all right. Well, now that we've got that all set up here, why don't we end this thing the way that we usually do around here? Ben, did you end up finding a marriage brain buster or anything like that? Are we prepared for that?
Yeah. I've got that.
Ben's brain buster. Ben is an aspiring doctor, the smartest person on this podcast, and his job is to try and make all of you smarter after listening to all the dumb shit that we just did.
And Ben's brain buster is brought to you by. Insert name. You could be. That could be you.
Good effort.
Catholic Church.
The Catholic Church.
We love you, Jesus.
Yeah.
So I was given the task to find one about marriage, and I am definitely not an expert on this, and my education has not helped me whatsoever. But I found this neato article talking about the origin of the institution of marriage that I think the females in the crowd would really like. So the first recorded evidence of marriage ceremonies uniting one woman and one man dates from 2350 BC in Mesopotamia, where its chief goal was to bind a woman to a man as property.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn.
I mean, it's truth. Like,
It was a way the patriarchy designed the institution so that you could guarantee the offspring given by the woman were from a certain man.
Damn.
Wow.
To ensure a lineage, yes. So then the church came around by the 8th century and finally started validating marriages. So it got a little bit more official is the word. But even then, it wasn't about love whatsoever. It was about binding families, and I think
make them babies.
Women were more. Yeah, women were more than property at that point. But look how far we've come.
Yeah, look how far we've come. You know how far we've come. We've talked about Jenny. Oh yeah, the kid's gonna have great legs because Jenny ran track, and oh yeah, Ben and Sid's kids are gonna have great lower body because of Ben's legs and ass. So this is where we are. That's what we've come to.
Exactly.
It's still breeding purposes.
Yeah, exactly.
Progress in the last 3,000
highly evolved thinkers here in the Gold Family Podcast. All right, so there we go. Marriage Brainbuster. Dad, do you have the would you rather that we cap this thing off with?
Yeah, I have a couple would you rathers. So I think I know where Sid will go with this one. But for Sid and Ben, would you rather be a power business couple or a famous movie star couple?
I can't think of too many things I'd want less than to be a famous movie star couple.
I just feel like that always ends in divorce. I'm going to go with business couple, power business couple.
Jen and Jake, what do you guys say to that?
Power business, but...
Yeah, definitely business, yeah.
I thought you wanted to be a movie star.
Yeah, but I don't want Jake to be a movie star.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
She wants all of the attention.
So you don't want Jake to have to be a movie star, or you don't want him...
No, I want him to stay home with the kids. And I do that.
Wow. I'm Jenny's property. Yeah.
We have evolved to that point where Jake would be holding Jenny's clutch on the red carpet.
Yes.
All right, here's another one along those lines. Sid and Ben, I'll start with you. Would you rather your partner be rich and cocky or broke and a sweetheart?
Broken a sweetheart.
Broken a sweetheart.
That's
no one wants a rich
right now. I am broken a sweetheart right now. It's unbelievable.
Oh my god! All right, that's good. Easier than I thought.
I got the rich cocky asshole.
Whoa!
Oh!
That's some bullshit out there.
That's the kind of love that you guys can come to expect around this here podcast.
Thanks, man, for
tuning in. Oh, God, I almost choked on it at that point. Dear God. You shouldn't be able to end this plane. Thanks, as always. And as always, we're still sorry in advance.
I'm not.